Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll Bez Hashem be joining the Shir. Hope everyone had a wonderful Yontif. Parsha Shmini, Tovshin Peihei. So we're going to learn two Meshech Chachmas Bez Hashem. And they're the same, basis, I would say, foundation. Harav Meir Simcha shows that because of a nes that happened in the Mishkan on the first day, the halachas of how the karbanos were brought were slightly different than usual. Become clear what I'm saying as we learn the shtickle. So let us begin. Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'asoi lo himtziu elav linzachel. They gave Aaron, they brought to him. Rashi says they handed it to him. It was prepared in its pieces. V'asharoishim with the head. V'yakter ala mizbeach. And Aaron HaKohen burnt it on the mizbeach. So Meir Simcha is bothered. In Perek Aleph, Pasuk Ches in Vayikra, when it talks about the oila, the Pasuk says, Baruch Hu B'nei Aaron HaKohen Eis HaNesachim, the pieces. Es HaRoish, the head. V'es HaPader. Pader is a piece of fat. A piece of fat. The chalev, hamechaseh ala kerev, that you put over the mokam hashchita of the head where it was severed from the body, you put this piece of pader there, this piece of fat. So the pasuk in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches says the pader. In Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Beis, again, v'nitach litzal linsach ves reishe ves pidrei. V'chavai v'parsha sav, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chaf. Ves ha'ayil nitach linzach, v'yakter moishe sarash ves ha'nechachim, ves ha'padr. Haloi davaru, sara meir simchus bothered. Every time till now the Pasuk talked about bringing a carbon oila, talks about the pieces, it talks about the head, and the head has the padr on it. As over there, Rashi in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches says, Lama nemnar, v'lamnecha shemaleyu im harash, as we'll see in a few moments. So Meir Simcha is bothered, why here in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, it just says the Roish. What happened to the Padr? What happened to that fat? What's the reason that you have to take this piece of fat? And again, it was like the chelev hamechas as a kerev was like a long, thin piece of like saran wrap, so to speak, fat. And you cover the head where the makam hashchita was. Says Rav Meir Simcha, you want to know why? Mishum denoisnai al gabe ha'ish. Because you're going to take this head and you're putting it on the fire. Okay, on the fire of the mizbech. V'amru b'perek yidan oshe. The Gemara over there in Perek Yid HaNoshe Chulin Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis is talking about how you kasher meat, and over there it says if you have the head of a keves, so the way you have to kasher it is you have to make sure that the severed part is downwards. In other words, if you're going to roast the head over there to kasher it, so if it's going to be flipped over, so it's like a bowl, the Gemara says, and then the blood just pools in there. So you have to flip it over and make sure it's on, I think the Gemara's talking about it's on coals over there, you're roasting it, so the blood drips out. So Zakter Meir Simcha, you see here, that blood drips out from the head, severed from the animal. Okay, what's the problem? V'imkein, yozuf hadam mi'arosh v'chabe ha'esh. You have a problem. There's an iser to extinguish the fire of the mizbeach. So when you're going to put the head on the mizbeach and burn it, the blood's going to drip out, and it's going to extinguish the fire of the mizbeach. The yuyin zvachim dav tzadigim, I should say really, tzadi aleph and beis. The Gemara in tzadi aleph and beis in mesechta zvachim is talking about what to do with the wine of nisachim. What do you do with it? I'm sorry, not wine of Nesachim. The Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Hamisnadiv Yayin. if a person makes a donation, a nedava, to the mikdash, to the Beis HaMikdash of wine, what do you do with that wine? You go and you pour it onto the fire. My time on Makovi, I attack the Nessa Hatzin, Isha Reach Nechayach Lashem. Practica Marava, Kamichabi. What do you mean? You are going to extinguish it. And the Torah said, Leisichbe, you're not allowed to extinguish it. So the Gemara over there ends off and says, no, Kibui, the Gemara says, Kibui de Mitzvah Shani. Kibui de Mitzvah is Shani. It's different. The kibbutz of the mitzvah is mutter. Okay. So, Zokter Meir Simcha. So, L'chaira, you have a problem over here. You have a problem that you are going to take this head and you're going to put it on the Mizbeach. Now, you could have answered, okay, why, it's also Kibbu the Mitzvah, maybe. Just like you're pouring the wine on the Ishim, on the fire, that's Kibbu the Mitzvah. But over here, the Kibbu the Mitzvah is not really to put blood onto the Mizbeach. It's to put the head. The head's got a dripping of blood. So if we have a way of preventing the dripping of the blood to extinguish the fire, we're going to do it. So Dr. Meir Simcha, L'chein mechaseo la'roish ba'poder. Therefore, we take the poder, we take the fat, we cover over the opening of the head where the blood will be dripping out, and you put it on the fire that way in order to prevent the extinguishing of the Eish HaMizbeach, which is an Isser. So that, says Dr. Meir Simcha, Nira, seems to be his own pshat in this, in why you put the padr on the rush. But he says, uviteres kayanim amar, and this is what Rashi quoted, we read before, in Vayikra Perak Aleph Pasuches, and the teres kayanim says a different reason. Teres kayanim amar tamacher, a different reason. Neshezel derech kovet shomayla, it's derech kovet shomayla. What's derech kovet shomayla mean? Now, really, this is Gemara and Yuma as well. Chavav Amar Aleph says the exact same thing, besides the Teres Kanim. Derech Kavod Shamayla is, Lamaisa is disgusting over there. The Mefarshim say, it's all bloody and disgusting where you did the Makam Hashchita. So you're going to go bring this disgusting thing onto the Mizbeach, so you cover it over nicely with the fat, and now it comes up, Derech Kavod Shamayla. So Meir Simcha says now in parentheses, so what's the machlaikis over here? So maybe, like, again, on the machlaikis, Nira, this is his reason. He says, V'ulai talya imeini mechavin mutur yu mizvachim. When you look in the Gemara and Zvachim over there, the Hamshech of the Gemara brings a machlaikis, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin. The Gemara says, the Gemara brings another braisa, Yayin Nesech, do you put it on the fire, or do you put it down the there was these safalim, these pipes, on the Mizbeach, where they did Nisach HaYayin. So what do you do with it? So the Gemara brings stirrets and braisa, like Kasha, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Shimon. The Gemara says, it may depend on what you hold in the concept called Dover Sheina Miskavin. Dover Sheina Miskavin means, you have it in Hilchas Shabbos, but it's by other halachas as well, that when you do something, and the result of that action is an Isser, but you're not Mechavin for that Isser. So Reb Shimon holds Dover Sheina Miskavin is Potter, and Reb Yehuda holds Dover Sheina Miskavin is Chayiv. So the Gemara wants to say, when you pour the wine onto the fire of the Mizbeach, and there's an Isser of Loi Sichba, but that's not your Kavana. So if it's like Reb Shimon, it's okay. If it's like Reb Yehuda, it's not okay. The Gemara wants to make title on that. Rashi says, what do you mean? But Reb Shimon agrees by a Psik Reisha. Psik Reisha means when it's automatically going to happen, you don't say Dover Shein Mischavin is Mutter, even according to Reb Shimon. So Rashi says over there, no, you could do it in little, small little drops, and therefore, even if you'll do it with big drops, but since you could have done it in small drops, it's not secretions, Dover Shein Mechavin. So Rameir Simcha here is throwing in maybe the machlaikis. If the reason you put the pader on the head is to prevent it from extinguishing the fire. That'll be like Rabbi Yehuda, because even though you're not mechaven, it's a problem. And the Teres Kayanim, and maybe the Gemara in Yuma that says, it's just Pasha Derech Kovet Shalmaila, it's a mechubadika thing this way, they hold because there's no problem of extinguishing, like Reb Shimon, it's a Davar Shem Mechav, and it's Mutter. So in parentheses, Reb Meir Simcha is trying to say, maybe there's this Machloikas. Okay, but what's a Negea to us? Aval Kan, over here on the first day of the Mishkan, Vayibayim Hashmini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, there was no fire on the Mizbeach yet. Only what happened was, and he writes, Yuyin in the Rashbam, Yuyin in the Rashbam, in Periches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, what does the Rashbam tell us? The Rashbam tells us, Sorry, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. There we go, that makes more sense. Pasuk Yud Zayin. It says, Vayakar v'samincha v'ychaper. Okay. Let's back up, Chuck. Okay. Our Pasuk. V'esoy lohim si'o lovlin zachev v'es haroish. Vayakter al ha-mizbeach. Zok the Rashbam. What do you mean they burnt down the Mizbeach? Som oisay al ha-mizbeach. There was no fire on the Mizbeach. They put it on the Mizbeach. Uvevoi shamayla niktar. And later on in the Parsha, when the Eish came down milamayla, it got burnt. So Rashbam is telling us, even though in Pasuk Yud Gimel, our Pasuk says, they took the Ayla, they put it on the Mizbeach, vayakter al Mizbeach, they burnt it, doesn't mean they burnt it, says the Rashbam. It means they put it on the Mizbeach, there was no fire yet. And the Eish came from Shamayim and burnt it later on. So Meir Simcha is saying, Amar de Gazach here. There's no Eish al HaMizbeach. There's no Eish al HaMizbeach. So there's no problem of Leisichba. There's no problem of putting a bloody head on the Mizbeach with dripping blood. There's no fire that's being extinguished. Avakan shalei nita neish agabi enzech, rach eisho mailo yored visaraf hakol. So that means we don't really care if there's blood here. You'll say, oh, one second. But what about Kavod Shalmaila? So you don't have the Remeir Simcha's reason of extinguishing the fire. But the Teres Kayanim, the Gemara and Yuma said Kavod Shalmaila. Oh no, this is a Kavod Shalmaila is different here. Lochein laharis gaidel haneis. Because we want to show the greatness of the nace. What's the nace? The nace is that you're going to have a fire come down min hashamayim and come and consume all the karbonis. Over here the mitzvah was, don't cover the head. Let it drip down from the beis hashchita. Vinis mali dam, let it be full of blood all over the place. Usually blood extinguishes. And nevertheless, what's going to happen? The Eish HaMayla is going to come, and not only is going to consume the solids, it's going to consume the liquids. Like the Gemara says, by Elio and Hara Carmel, then he poured water all around, and the fire came, and it lapped up the water. Licha lapped it up. That was part of the nace. Usually water, liquids extinguish. Here the fire came and lapped it up and drank it up. The Lashon of the Gemara, Masech de Yuma. He says, Yurin Seif Perakama de Yuma. The Gemara in the end of Masech de Yuma, Dav Chaf Alam Bey, says, there's six types of fires. One of them is Oichel Vishoise. That was by Elio. It was Oichel Vishoise. It says over there by the Maracha that it's Oichel, even the Eish, not our Lashon of Shoise. But it was Oichel Vishoise by Elio. So Zokter Meir Simcha, over here also, to show the godless of the Nes, that the Eish came down in HaShemayim and consumed everything, Pumfakert, over here, the Kavod Shalmaila was to have it as dirty, as liquidy, as drippy as possible. So number one, you don't have the problem of Leisichba. Number two, the Kavod Shalmaila here is that there shouldn't be a pader on it. Pumfakert, let it be as all wet as possible, dripping all over the place. What do you mean? Usually that's not a Kavod. Over here it's a Kavod. Not necessarily in the placement,
when the Eish Shamayla is going to come down, the Kavod Hashem, the Kvod Shamayim, Goydel Hanes is going to be so much greater. So therefore, Zokter Meir Simcha, Vesoylem Tziolavin Tzachah Vesaraysh, no Pader over here. Whether it's because there's an Vayakter Ala Mizbeach, because they went and put it on the Mizbeach, there was no fire yet. So therefore, Pum Fakert, the mitzvah was, number one, there's no problem of Leisichba, and number two, it's a bigger Kavod Shamayla that it should be dripping, so when the H comes down in Hashamayim, it should be a greater nace as it laps up and drinks up even the liquid. So that is the first stickle for a Meir Simcha, based on the H min Hashamayim changing something here on the first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan Vayiba Yom HaShmini. Now let's go quickly to Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Zayin, a few psukim later. Vayimalei chapoi mimeno. This is talking about Vayakrev es hamincha. They brought the mincha to him. Vayimalei chapoi mimeno. And he filled up his palm with it. Rashi says that's the kmitza. The kmitza is what you take from a mincha. This amount gets burnt on the mizbeach. So, Rebbeir Simcha is bothered. Why does it say Vayimalei chapoi? Why does it say Vayimalei koimtzoi? We say everywhere else it's a koimetz. It's a koimetz. Why all of a sudden do we say over here kapoi? So the first thing he says, Mishum dechach matzanu gam kaf achas. You find the lashon of kaf. Kaf achas is one spoonful. Kaf toimer is kapis tamarim. That's a lulav. What's kaf toimer? So Meir Simcha is saying, you see the lashon of kaf is when things are together. She'ein pirud beintayim. There is no separation. That's why a lulav, its leaves, the toimer, palm tree, kaf, its leaves are together. When its leaves are separated, it's puzzle. Kaf achas is one spoonful that's filled with the flour, whatever it is. And here also, vayimalei chapa, using the word kaf is to teach us no separation. What does that mean? Kein hayad. The person's hand, the kayin, bizman shetz ba'osav smuchim, when his fingers are close together, v'habosar mimalei, and therefore his flesh fills up the spaces. There's no space between his fingers. Shein hafsik beineim klal nikra kaf. That's why that's called a kaf. So Zokter Meir Simcha, why is it that over here is it so necessary to tell us that when the kayin takes the kmitza, or Aaron takes the kmitza, it has to be kapoy, his fingers have to be together with no space. So he says, V'chein amru yuma, reish perakait siyalei. The Gemara in Yuma is talking about taking a kmitza, and the Gemara says, D'bein habeinayim shall claim se havi safik. Let's say you have a kayin, whose fingers, there's flesh or whatever it is, and when he takes a kaimetz, so anything inside the fingers, that's part of the kmitza. What about if some of the flour gets in between his fingers? Is that part of the kaimetz or not? So Gemara says a suffix. So what do you do? If it's not, Meir Simcha says not, the Gemara says over there, if it's not a fat person, so meaning to say it's very thin fingers, it's possible that when he puts his fingers together, there's some space there. And some of the kaimetz gets in there, it's a suffix. So what does he do? If you're going to put shirayim, meaning if it's not part of the kmitza, it's part of the leftovers, it's part of the mizbeach, it's an iser. So the Gemara says you have an eitzah. Makter hachte v'nayim l'shem eitzah. The maracha, the fire on the mizbeach, needs fuel. So if you have anything extra, if you're mechavein, if you have kavana, that if this does not belong on the mizbeach, it should be just there l'shem eitzim, to fuel the fire like wood, you're not over on any isurah. So we have an Eitzah. If a Kayan takes a Kmitza, and there's some of it gets in between his fingers, says, oh no, what do I do now? It's a Suffolk. Do I put it on the Mizbeach? Don't put it on the Mizbeach. If I put a Kmitza on the Mizbeach, that's Chaser, that's lacking, so it's not Matter. If I put too much, it's an Isser. Oh, so I have in mind that if the part that's in between my fingers is too much, it doesn't belong there, it's L'shem Eitzim. For fuel, and it's okay. That's usual. However, the chayvan sheniach eish veitzel eitzim ala mizbeach So it seems to me that there's a bit of a mistake here in Rav Meir Simcha in the print. Let's see if I have another print. Okay, I don't see it. Oh, here it is. Let's see what they have in this one. I think there's an extra word here. Let me see. Paratos, Pasuk, Yin, Zayin, and Shmini. Oh, yeah. It seems like there's a missing word here. It should say, over here they have it in brackets. The Chayre, that's right. V'chevon shaloi hiniach. I have to look in the old print what it says. V'chevon shaloi hiniach eish ve'etzim al mizbeach. Over here, as we know, there was no fire, and there was no wood to make a fire. Mishum she'esh min ha-shamayim achloisom, ne'esh min ha-shamayim, k'moy she'pirish Rashbam, like the Rashbam says. That's the Rashbam we learned in the Pesach before. L'chein lo ha-yochel ha-haktorisom l'shem eitzim. So you have a problem now. If Aaron HaKohen is going to take a k'mitza, and there's going to be some in between his fingers, what's he going to do? You can't be makdil l'shem eitzim, there's no she'etzim here. Rabbanu Shalom's fire coming min haShemayim. Lachain hikbid shelo yikanes bein haatzbois mumah. So over here, Aaron HaKohen was extra careful that nothing should go in between his fingers. How do we know that? Because it doesn't say vayamalei kumtzoi, vayamalei chapoi. A kaf means no space. Together, with no space, vayamalei chapoi. He made sure that when he filled up his handful, there was no space between his fingers. Because if there would have been a space, the fact that the Eish was Bamin HaShemayim would have caused the problem. You would not be able to burn the extra L'Shem Eitzim V'Daik. So here we see, Rav Meir Simcha uses this Rashbam on the words Vayakta El Mizbeach that tells us there was no fire on the Mizbeach. He put it on the Mizbeach, everything was put on the Mizbeach, and the Eish was Yermin HaShemayim. Because of that, two halachic things changed. Number one, what normally is the mitzvah to put the padr on the Beis HaShechita, whether it's because of Leisichba, whether it's Kavod Shamayla, over here it wasn't, and the Torah therefore left out as HaPadr. And the second thing is that usually in a mincha, if you have some extra in between the fingers, which is a safek, you could be makdil l'shem eitzim, and here he couldn't, and therefore Dafkar HaKohen was makbid vayimalei chapoy mimenu. It had to be a kaf, which means, like Rav Meir Simcha said, she'ein pirul b'entayim. He was extra careful that there should be no extra that comes misafek, because that would have caused a problem. The fact is no fire. It was Yerim HaShemayim. You can't be makter l'shem eitzin. Dvarim niflaim rabbeisai. Have a wonderful day and kol tov.